My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I greatly appreciate it. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Pardon me while I'm working on... There we go. Okay, good. Hang on just a second. Let's see if... There we go. Okay, we'll see if that works. Well, my. Lots to discuss today. Bottom of hour number three, Erbil Gunasti will be joining us. He has written an article published in the Daily Mail talking about, what he believed was going to be a pretty significant red wave. And of course we have watched that. We're still waiting on some results, but the red wave does not appear to have happened like we thought that it was, like so many hoped that it would. So we'll talk with him about that. Also, joining us, T. Rose will be with us. Sensor Track. An article that was, I didn't hear a whole lot of folks talking about it yesterday. And I think that a lot of that had to do with the belief that, oh, this was going to be, a big shift, a big red wave. And so on. And so there was a lot of that kind of conversation that was going on. But, Dr. Robert Epstein said that, you know, his research team identified that Google was doing a lot to shift the election. The changes, and I'll get into that article. I'm going to try and pull that up because I think there's some interesting pieces in there for us to understand as we try to unpack a bit about what happened yesterday. In addition to that, we'll have Claire Lopez will be with us and, co-hosting with me in that segment, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. We'll talk about that. Let's see, top of the next hour, Kenneth McClinton, the chairman and CEO of TECN-TV, will join me, and look forward to having him on the program. David Shostokas is normally with us in this hour. I know that in Illinois, he was very involved in the senatorial race of Catherine Murray. And let me see. I did not before I jumped on. Let me see. Catherine Murray, Illinois. Pretty sure that's correct. Kathleen, there we go, for state senate. So I don't know how she did. Kathleen Murray. Let me see if I can get results. Kathleen Murray election results, Illinois, and 2022 Illinois State Senate District 45 election results. Well, that's not telling me anything. I don't see her name. So that can't be correct. She is running in. Sorry, folks, bear with me here. Her priorities got that. And. Well, parental rights bill about, let's see, and my, I'm not seeing, I apologize, I'm, there's nowhere on here that it says what Senate district she's running for. All right, so that's not helping. Let's see, Senate, House, that's national, let me try this, and USA Today 2022 Illinois State, I'm looking for State Senate, Kathleen Murray, it says District 21, well, let's try that. Illinois State Senate District 21. Okay. All right. So, looks like, according to the results, Laura Ellman won in that district, by 17 points. That appears to be the net result. So we'll try, I'll try and get David into the program a little bit later on. I'm gonna guess that he was up probably pretty late last night. So we'll see, what we can do with that. So let me get into what I talked about yesterday, because folks, I've been building on this, and I'm watching our numbers over here. I'm watching the numbers on our website at chosengenerationradio.com. We've had some big numbers last week. Matter of fact, TECN, and I don't know where those numbers are. I'll have to ask Ken. Maybe he'll know. On Monday, we had the biggest day in the history of the network, 149,000 viewers, which is incredible. It's awesome. It's fantastic. I don't know where in the day the numbers jumped in. You know, I hope that you enjoy the program here. I hope that you enjoy the Chosen Generation Radio program. We've been at the top of the heap, and I was recognized for that by the network, and we'll talk about that with Ken too. But I know that our numbers have been down on our website, or so it appears, a little bit, just in the last little bit. And I have to wonder, I know that there have been challenges, and I know that I've been doing a lot of talking and a lot of sharing. And I don't know if I'm holding you. I don't know if you're engaging with me and what I'm talking about, but I'm going to bring it back up, because yesterday's results so far are very indicative of the things that I've been talking to you about, the things that I've been sharing with you about the condition of where we are in this country. And in particular, what I'm referring to is, and it's interesting, I was watching Real America's Voice yesterday, Steve Bannon, Ed Henry, and I think Catherine Turek. And you know, they were very, very optimistic at the onset. As the day began and so on, Charlie Kirk was talking, lots of optimism there. Now, I'm not saying, I mean, you look at, for example, what's going on with Carrie Lake in Arizona, and you look at what happened in Arizona, and Michelle Swinnick was on this program, and she said, look, you know, we know what's going to take place. We know what's going to happen. We know that there's going to be a mess up. And we know that the machines, this is why they were pushing ban the machines, and the effort that was done with Act for America and that partnership. And I know Brigitte, I've known Brigitte for years. You know, that the effort to say, look, we've got to get these machines pulled. This is going to be a problem. There's going to be an issue. And what happens right out of the gate? And I want to apologize, because I was on with Matt yesterday morning, and he said, what are you hearing? And I had not gotten, Emerald Robinson's email, or I had not seen her email. But she sent out an email yesterday morning that arrived in my email box at 9 a.m., that I didn't see till literally getting off of air. And in her email, in her blog, she talked about the voting issues, and her post leads off with, Mike Lindell was right about voting machines. Nobody should need to be convinced about election fraud after today. And then she goes on to write, about, you know, all of the, people that are talking about all of the issues of going to vote and having to stand in line, and all of the excuses that were there, that came out. Maricopa County confirms tabulators are malfunctioning on election day. Folks, there are issues with these machines. The Eugene Yu debacle should have alerted us. The fact that you had Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillip put in jail by a U.S. Marshal in Houston just a week and a half before the election takes place for not giving up a source relative to election fraud issues. You know, it just, it goes on and on and on and on. And yeah, nobody wanted to listen. And so when Michelle was on my program and when she started the Ban the Machines effort with Act for America, partnering with her, you know, I mean, they were saying, look, these are uncertified. It's illegal. We're going to have issues with this. And lo and behold, we do. And then there's this, general overall media silence about the machine problems. And, you know, and there's no further investigative reporting into machines that were in fact online, and all of the information that was put out that was truthful and that was accurate. But there's another piece to this as well that I've talked about that I think is significant. And I'm going to tie in some other stuff coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well rested in the morning.
That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My apologies, folks. All right, let's see here. Talking about where things sit with regards to the election fraud situation, and I would encourage you to be sure and check out. You can get Emerald Robinson's blog. It's a Substack, and in her blog, she points out, hey, we tried to warn you, Mike Lindell did, and it was interesting. As I was watching Real America's Voice yesterday, Jack Posobiec took a jab at Lindell. I'm hearing my dogs and the neighbors' dogs all barking at each other. They love to do that in the morning. Living out here in the country. At any rate, I'll tell you, it's loud because there's a lot of dogs. They can be aggressive as well. You don't want to come on the property without an invitation. We have this, jab that was taken yesterday. And it was interesting. This was early in the day yesterday. Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec were talking. And they were, looking at the lines and the turnout and so on. And there was a lot of excitement about, we're going to take Arizona and we're going to win Arizona and so on. And then there was comments about, the fact that, there were issues and national media was not really giving much attention to the issues that were going on, especially in Arizona, but other places I heard around the country as well, where people were being turned away and told, there's problems with the machines. And so, in some places where there were three polling spots, two of the three, the machines were down. Why would that be the case? I mean, you really do. You have to ask that question. Any reasonable person would have to ask the question, why are there machines down? Why are voting machines down on election day? There's just something about that that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But Jack Posobiec yesterday on Real America's Voice with Charlie Kirk took a shot at Mike Lindell. Mike's the guy who funded Tina Peters. Mike's the guy who said, hey, there's an issue with the machines. There's an issue with them being connected to the internet. There are problems here. And, he was castigated on all sides. And I think yesterday that a part of what we witnessed was certainly evidence, proof is in the pudding, that there are major problems with the infrastructure of our election system in what should be the freest nation with the best election system in the world. Let me welcome to the program my very good friend, David Shostokas. I was telling folks, I said, I'm going to guess that David was probably up very late last night. I took a very quick look to see how Kathleen did, and I'm sorry that she was not successful in her bid, but, you know, but hopefully, hopefully we got some people's attention with regards to the issues that she was talking about, and especially the parental rights issue, which I know is a critical issue. And just very quickly to bring you up to speed. So I was talking about that. I was talking about Emerald Robinson put out a thing yesterday talking about the election machines, and immediately right off the bat said, look, see, we told you there's a problem with the machines. We told you that there were these issues. Michelle Swinnick was on my program. She's the one who was partnering with Act for America to ban the machines. And sure as shooting, right out the barrel, you know, there were all these issues, the issues that took place in Arizona, but there were other places across the country. Mainstream media wouldn't report on any of those. So that's an issue. I didn't yet get into, you know, Ron DeSantis. That's the path to victory, in my opinion. And DeSantis took on the hard issues. He took on the LGBTQ agenda. Okay? He said no. He took on CRT and the leftist racists. And he said no. He didn't shy away from any of that. And he won. He took on abortion. And he won. And everybody else in the other 49 states, in my opinion, for the most part, except perhaps Carrie Lake, wimped out across the board. And we didn't win. Because, well, we want to have a broad tent. No, we want to do righteously as a nation or we will lose. Period. End of story. David Chistok is my guest. We'll be right back. We're going to take our break. And then we'll get rolling and give David some opportunity to talk to us. Back right after this.
You shoot to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever. Only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So David just kind of got an earful from me, not directed at him, but just in general. Look, I'm watching Real America's Voice yesterday, and I was going to point this out. I started out to kind of go down this path, but you could see Ed Henry kind of losing it towards the end of the evening because he was watching what was happening, and the red wave was turning into a red trickle. And the whole thing was just imploding. But they started talking about, you know, during their broadcast, oh, well, you know, the left wants to say it's about abortion and that's how we motivated our people. And they're saying, no, it's about inflation and that's what it's really. No, it is about abortion, except that abortion is a dadgum righteous thing to be upset about. Okay. Parents were showing up. And it was so bad that the Attorney General of the United States of America declared parents to be domestic terrorists for showing up at school board meetings because of the fact that they were shoving abortion, transgenderism, and CRT down the throats of children and indoctrinating kids and perverting kids, and parents got pissed. And yet here we have the Republican Party and even Real America's Voice and Bannon and all of them are afraid to have that conversation. That's why you lost. That's why you lost. You want to know why you have a trickle? You got a trickle because you got no damn balls. That's why you got a trickle. You got no guts. And the guy in Florida, Ron DeSantis, had the guts to say to the LGBTQ, not in my state, stay out of my school. Abortionists, not in my state, leave my children alone. Racists, CRT racists, not in my school, get out of my state. What's that? What? Corporations? What is that? What? You're gonna do what? You're gonna leave? Good. Here's the damn door. Oh, and by the way, your tax exemption? Bye-bye. He didn't just say it. He did it. He signed the laws, and he did it, and he made it happen, and he went to the legislature, and he said, we're booting these bozos. And the legislature said, yes, we will. Yes, Mr. Governor. And they sent the bills to his desk, and he signed them, and guess what? There's a red wave, and there's a red wave in Florida. Only. Because it's the only state where the leader had the balls to do what needed to be done. All right.
So tell me how you really feel, Greg. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry not been on time, not been timely. I was, we talked briefly off the air. I was, in fact, up late, both with returns and other other matters. There were I heard you reference issues about problems with voting machines and problems with voting technicalities. I was involved with a group called the Illinois Freedom Alliance that was monitoring elections all around the state of Illinois, and I had been involved in 200 what they call incident reports of things that happened, whether it was stuff like silly stuff running out of paper. Here they had, people had the option of voting on paper or voting on touch screens, and there was any number of places where they ran out of paper or didn't have paper, making people vote on touch screens. That, well, of course, and that's kind of suspicious all in itself, where you act, because Lord knows, you know how many people are, how many sheets of paper you need to have.
It's called registered voters.
Everybody showed up.
Yeah, it's called registered voters. Hello. I mean.
And you're going to save, 20 or 30 bucks out of $100 million dollars that you're spending on an election by saying, oh, we're only expecting 20% turnout or something, you know, and then only having paper for the projection, as opposed to, you know, so you only have paper for, I don't know, 80 people out of 400 in a precinct, when possibly the precinct may have 400 people show. What's another 300 sheets of paper cost? You know, I mean, this is insanity. That's among the problems, but there were in fact problems with bleeding through situations where they made people vote with Sharpies. You know, they didn't give them an alternative, made them vote with Sharpies.
Which is why Michelle Swinnick and Act for America said, bring a blue Sharpie. Don't use their black Sharpie. Bring your own and bring a blue Sharpie. So that way we can, in an audit, we absolutely know that you placed that vote and not somebody else.
Not only not somebody else, not possibly the machine out of a,
right, a mechanical or electronic or, yeah, right.
Yeah, out of an adjudication. But there, you know, and these are the kind of things that make people go, is the election secure? You know, these are the kind of things that cause people to ask those kinds of questions. And they're pretty simple. They ought to be pretty simple stuff. And so it's reasonable to ask, is the election secure, when the election authority can't even bring you enough paper? And that's among them. And we had a variety of situations where one guy was trying to, in fact, appropriately see records as a poll watcher, and the folks, the election judges called the police, and
he was escorted off the premise. Yeah, I heard he was
jail this morning as a trespasser. And a nice guy, actually a data analyst himself, never had any trouble with the law in his life. He's in jail this morning. These are the kinds of things. And of course, there's no news about any of these kinds of situations. Oh, it's the most secure, smoothest run election in history, or at least the second. Because of course, 2 years ago we had the most secure election, and this was almost as secure as 2 years ago. And I was literally involved in answering these problems and calling state's attorneys and
right.
directing a few other attorneys relative to going to see judges on some of these issues. They were places where they didn't have enough voting booths, and they were making people vote on tables, sitting down at tables in public. Casting their votes not privately. This just went on and on all day, all around the state. And of course, none of that's news. None of that's in the, none of that's on the TV. None of that gets covered by anybody. And then they go, you know, it's so secure. And so this is really, really troublesome because of the collusion between covering up the problems. And those are all the kinds of things that make people uncomfortable, make people think, that something's amiss.
Right.
And confidence. And Lord knows, I mean, it just, you know, if you go to the ATM machine and they don't have enough paper in the machine, you know, you go, well, wait, no, I'm not going to put my money in because I can't get a receipt. Yeah, it's just, and so, but they don't allow it to happen. So these are the problems. Well, the problems that we have to deal with.
And like in Arizona, where you had situations where you had people that were, you know, waiting in line, and then they were instructed, well, we're having an issue here, so you need to go, you know, and they were directed to go to a different polling location, except that they weren't told that they needed to have withdrawn from the location they left, so that way they could retain the right to go elsewhere. Otherwise, the system wouldn't let them vote because they were already registered in another location, which is good. I get it. Good safety, good for voter integrity, all that kind of stuff, except that the election worker should have known that and should have spoiled their ballot at the first location so that they could then go to the next location where they were sent to in order to be able to actually vote. And so you get the runaround, right? And after you do that a couple of times, you had a lot of people that were like, I literally don't have any more time left in my day to do this. You know, and I'm sure that there are people who didn't vote because of those kinds of situations. And
we can only hope and pray that those things are simply incompetence. But when they happen too often, they don't. You have to start to think that it's beyond incompetence and that there's something nefarious afoot.
Well, and when, like in Arizona, when the person running for governor is also the Secretary of State who is running those elections.
Right.
Okay, if it looks like poop and it smells like poop and so on.
Go with the duck analogy,
Okay, yeah, if it quacks
So these are problems, and I was dealing with those kinds of issues in addition to the actual political things that you're talking about. And we can talk about some of that as things go forward, but the truth is, at least my experience yesterday was more about the issues about the technicalities that made elections not smooth and make people not comfortable, and people not feeling that the results are legitimate.
All right, we're going to have to go into a break. When we come back, what I'd like to talk about is the constitutional implications and the legal maneuvers or legal challenges, because there's already been Carrie Lake and her organization and the national GOP have already filed lawsuits. There's a number of things that are already in play. Fetterman in Pennsylvania filed a lawsuit, by the way, as well. Lots of stuff with regards to all that. We'll come back and talk about it right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Of course, we're talking about the debacle, really, of yesterday, and it's not over yet. I was looking at. It's interesting. Here's a headline from PJ Media, and I like the folks at PJ Media. I've been following them for 10 years. They're good people over there. They're balanced, they're level-headed, and they're good journalists. But Stephen Cruiser's article, he headlines his opinion 7:34 a.m. on November 9th. The morning briefing: we're done. American voters are idiots. So much for the red wave, freedom, and hopes that the United States of America would continue to exist past next Arbor Day. We're done here, kids. You know, actual human beings who voted for Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, and Kathy Hochul in New York. I mean, think about what those individuals represent. I'm not a Mehmet Oz fan. I have not been a Mehmet Oz fan. I don't believe Mehmet Oz was a good selection. I was stunned when President Trump decided to endorse him. I thought that was a really bonehead move. But Fetterman is straight up. I mean, every moral debauchery that I talked about last half hour is represented in Fetterman's policies, as well as Hochul, as well as Whitmore, as well as Pritzker in your state. Yeah. Every single one, every reason why God-fearing Americans showed up on the 6th of January to peacefully protest. By the way, it was a peaceful protest until the D.C. Capitol Police started firing rubber bullets and until Antifa and the undercover FBI agents decided to break into the Capitol, bust down windows, move aside barriers, and usher people into the rotunda and lead them through the offices. But, you know.
Yeah, you know, and part of the reason we have people like Pritzker, Fetterman, Hochul, Whitmer, although I can't say this necessarily about Michigan, but around the country there was a lot going on where the Democrats were involving themselves in the Republican primaries and doing what they could to choose their opposition.
Yep.
In very many, many places, the very best, most competent candidates were pushed out by Democrat money supporting the weaker candidate of the Republican Party that they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they spent money to nominate the opposition that they wanted.
And yeah.
This is another problem or not. Whether it's a problem or not, but it was a tactic that was very successful in terms of many places around the country where they wound up with a weaker candidate in the of the Republican Party because the Democrats got involved in the Republican primaries, and they were able to do that because there was no competition in the Democrat primaries.
Right.
The Democrats. I had settled on whomever it was that was going to be their nominee. They didn't have any real competition. Republicans had real competition in many, many primary situations.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the Democrats said, oh, we're going to try and help them pick their guy and spend money on their. There's a lot of candidates that were chosen by Democrat money saying that they allegedly were saying that the Republican candidates were too extreme in terms of
right.
providing support for the Republican candidate they wanted, and motivating a fringe segment of the Republican electorate to choose the weakest candidate out of Republican fields.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things going on. It's a really complex situation in terms of the miserable lineup of candidates we had in many places. Although I can't say that about Pennsylvania. I've had a chance to spend time with Senator Mastriano. It's amazing to me. He's worked harder and been more transparent and open with everybody in Pennsylvania. I'm just amazed that he was not elected governor yesterday.
Well, I agree, it is what happened in Pennsylvania is rather stunning. Some good news in Texas, overall, the top three, Abbott, Patrick, and Paxton. Now I just hope that we can get them to hold to what the grassroots has been trying to send them to get them to do. But I think, I think Robert Francis O'Rourke is done. I think he's finished. Disappointed in Virginia. Kind of some mixed results there in Virginia. Yesley, The Hispanic gal that was running was ahead right up until the very last minute. Hopefully they will challenge that, quite frankly. I hope that they challenge that.
There'll be a lot of court activity, and there always is going to be a lot of court activity anymore until we do away with the early voting and the mail-in ballots and the 2-week counting period, because people will never be comfortable until we do away with all the security breaches, and until we get we conduct them competently. So these are all other kind of issues beyond the straightforward political issues that you're referring to. But it's a complex circumstance that needs many, many fixes in many, many areas, and it's very difficult. You were talking about the PJ Media it's difficult to believe that those fixes are going to take place because the people that are in charge of doing the fixes have benefited from
right.
the problems.
Right.
And they're in charge. And so they're not going to fix the problem.
Yeah.
And so, and then it has to be such an overwhelming, it has to be such an overwhelming turnout in favor of things, in favor of the good. And the only way that's going to happen is with somebody that is, in fact, carrying the shield of good, like Ron DeSantis.
And we've got to get, you know, to the foundational issues as well, because that's what got the mama bears engaged. That's what yes. brought those people out and caused them to go. It's what they saw, and we need to keep that up. You know, there was some conversation about, well, it was, I forget which one of the elections, but there was some commentary that it was, you know, quote unquote mama bears that put a left wing Democrat on that somebody won on the issue of abortion on the left. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Seriously? You know what? Mama bears are not voting for abortion. Mama bears.
That's right. They've had children. They know what.
Mama bears are not pushing so that their girls can kill babies or.
Without their permission.
Yeah. They're just, I'm sorry, but that's not in the realm of the real world. It's just not in the realm of the real world. But of course, it is something that the media is trying to push. And we have an opportunity because of what has been revealed and what has been seen to gather a group. You want to expand the tent? Well, expand the tent by standing for something. Because people are still looking for principle. They're looking for purpose. Let's give them principle. Let's give them purpose. And then we can have, you know, that quote unquote red wave. Lots still to see.
To a large degree, the folks anticipating or speaking about a red wave and in fact the candidates were running under it ran many kind of lukewarm things, believing that they were just going to win, that they didn't have to do anything else.
Yep.
And despite the fact that, and apparently the Democrats were very successful in terms of holding down the turnout, and by saying people were too extreme, by doing the painting of the Republican candidates as oddballs and et cetera, yep. et cetera, and the Republican candidates didn't go out and give people or something to vote for.
And, you know, just to close this out, you know, MTG won by 33%. And there is a person who had principles, was not afraid to talk about her principles, and her contingency supported her principles. And, you know, Ron DeSantis did the same thing all the way down the ticket in Florida as well. David Shostokas, Shostokas.com, Declaration of Independence. You need to understand it. The Constitution, we need to use it. We still have an opportunity to take America back, but it's going to take a lot of work in order for us to do it.
Next year, local elections, school boards. This is where we start.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're out of time. David, thanks so much for being with me this morning. Folks, lots more coming up. Kenneth McClinton, the chairman of TECN-TV, will be with me next. We'll take a break. Back after this.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you. and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.